From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Russian military is purposefully destroying agricultural machinery, according to the main intelligence directorate of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine. The systematic attacks were recorded in different regions, including a March 13th attack where Russians bombed ag machinery warehouses. The Russians also use ag machinery for engineering work, building fortifications, and as tractors for armored vehicles. More customers of American agriculture want environmentally sustainable food and ingredients, leading manufacturers to reevaluate their supply chains. To that end, the United Soybean Board, National Corn Growers Association, and the National Pork Board signed an agreement with the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, leading to a $1 million grant to the new Farmers for Soil Health Initiative. The grant will support farmers as they increase the use of cover crops and other conservation practices. U.S. tractor and combine unit sales returned to positive numbers across all segments, but Canada's harvesters and four-wheel drive units fell, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. America's total farm tractor sales grew 9.2% in February compared to 2021, while self-propelled combine sales for the month inched up 3.1%. The 100-plus horsepower two-wheel drive segment once again led all of the segments with a 27.9% jump, followed by the sub-40 horsepower two-wheel drive segment, up 8.1%. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.